Guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. I'm Charlie McGrath, your host. And we went from zero to overloaded with guests. We have Scary Smart Scarecrow. We have Vinny Eastwood on this panel. And we have Randallstein, who's been on hold from Minnesota. So let's go to our caller, Randallstein from Minnesota first. How are you, sir?
Hey, good to talk to you, Charlie. Always good to talk to you.
You too. It was good to talk to you.
Yeah,
this isn't the first time I've talked to you.
I just wanted to mention, since you're on the subject of terrorists, ever since I got my concealed carry permit, it seems that I've been having police follow me everywhere. You know, I thought it was just kind of a coincidence, but it's been hard not to miss. Just yesterday evening, I was at Walmart buying 45s for my target. And there was a plainclothes officer in there following me around the aisles. Then when I left the store, there was I parked it in the lot, and there was a city police officer huddling right next to my SUV at the end of the lot. And another one followed me all the way home, or followed to the county line coming home. And I you know, it feels good to exercise my my rights and my body and my mind, but.
Have you been, I mean, you just got your concealed carry?
Yep. I got my permit a couple weeks back, and I have been, I gave Stuart Rhodes Oath Keepers video, because I'm that former Navy. I gave that to the sheriff as well, and G. Edward Griffin's movie about money. And I guess I'm high profile now. I must be
You touched on a few things there that automatically get you a tail, which is, you know, you talk about the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes. He's been on the program before. What else did you say you gave him? I mean, these are things that, according to the MIAC report, we should be concerned about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it feels good to exercise these rights, but when you know, you actually get shadowed, I really feel the police state, you know?
Absolutely. Listen, Vinny, are you with us?
Yeah, I was just going to say as well, you know how some people report about how they're being hacked and their websites are being taken down and having their broadcasts interrupted? I can assure you, unless it happens to you, you don't take it seriously enough.
That's true. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Randallstein, I'm gonna. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about here? Because I'm gonna let you go and open up another line and see
sure.
if we can improve. All right,
thanks.
Cool? Oh, sorry guys, I'm having a little problem with my audio feed, so I hope I didn't just hang up on him prematurely. Thank you very much for the call, Randallstein. And that, I have absolutely no doubt he's right, that that he's being tailed or being watched extra close because he had the audacity to say, hey, look, I want my concealed carry. I'm former military. Here's something from Stuart Rhodes. Here's a video on freedom. These are the things that get you labeled a belligerent rabble-rouser. And I was talking before the first break, and Vinny, I was on his program earlier today, and I told him a little bit about a video project that I was working on. But in this video project, I do one scene of it in front of the Department of Homeland Security, in front of their billboard, or in front of, you know, their sign, the Department of Homeland Security, and then another one, another shot in this video in front of our state capitol. And I'm telling you, this could be paranoia. I'm telling you, I know that we were followed from one location to another, and I know that we were followed after that back to our original start location. And there was, I mean, plain white Jeep with government tags, you know, just indescript number. And you know, it is, Vinny, you're right. Until you look, and I'm not trying to paint this picture that I'm followed and people are knocking on my door. But I do know this. I mean, I know that my name has been given over to different organizations that do not like the things that we talk about in alternative media. So I'm more than sure that people like myself and Gary, you know, you've probably been on a list since 1968, brother.
Well, 69 for sure. but I'll tell you what. I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot to take donuts to the guys in the black Suburban parked out in front of my house. So if you'll excuse me for just a minute, I'm going to put myself on mute for about a minute and a half. If I don't take those guys donuts, I'm liable to lose my internet connection here any moment.
I was thinking about the list and all of that kind of stuff. And I was thinking we should have like a Truther underground dance club or something with big sluggish like guards and stuff like that. And you come in, show your ID and everything. Are you on the list? And you're like, what list? The Terror Watch list. I'm not on the list, then you're not allowed in. Get out of here.
Get us all in one place, and then we can have a drone strike and get rid of us all, Vinny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a clustered effect. In fact, it'd be kind of like a dirty bomb, wouldn't it?
It definitely would be. What did we coin earlier on your program? I can't even remember now.
We are revenue generation. We're not Generation X. We're not Generation Y. We're revenue generation.
Yeah, we're the R generation. We're rolling ATMs. We're living in a nation where anything and everything is illegal. Anything and everything is associated with a fine. We'll see this tyranny continue and escalate.
You know what's funny? If you say everything's illegal and everything like that, my girlfriend doesn't like how I drive, right, Charlie? So I was driving around the road, you know, one arm on the thing, you know how you do, one arm hanging out the window because you're cool. And she says to me, you know, you need to put two hands on the steering wheel at 10 and 2, and you know, just like, it's illegal if you don't now. They've passed a new law that makes it illegal without driving both hands on the steering wheel. And I got absolutely crazy. I was like, oh my god, the tyranny's terrible, it's closing down on me. And then I realized she was lying to me. She made up a piece of draconian legislation in order to get me to drive the car the way she was.
She knew it would have an effect on you, Vinny. That's all. She knows you too well. Hang tight, guys. We're going to be back after this second break with Vinny and Gary. We'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. Charlie McGrath, your host. We have Vinny Eastwood. We have Gary of the Smart Scarecrow Program and Alternative Energy Hour here on Wide Awake News Radio. We're just chewing the fat during the break, you know, but I alluded to a project that I worked on over the weekend a little bit, and I want to talk about that just a little. This is tonight during this debate. And I don't know, Gary, are you recording it? Are you going to watch this thing later?
Yeah, I never watch the Comedy Channel.
incidentally, what's his thing? John Stewart is officially like the most trusted newsman in America. I mean, do you need any more evidence that mainstream news in America is a joke?
No, you don't. That you don't really need any more evidence. It is a fact. Our political system is a complete hack job.
Strangers, like, people don't find it as funny as I do. Like, when I see Obama speaking, it's better than Bill
Clinton.
It's like, I want to create jobs and help the economy. Oh my god. Oh, it's so good.
You know, Vinny, the sad part is that a lot of people actually believe
that's right. Nonsense.
Well, you can thank the U.S. education system for that. Come in a potential human being. Come out a cog in the machine. Ow! 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 It rolls around everybody. It's like somebody strapping themselves to the outside of a wheel instead of rolling on the inside.
Exactly what it's like. And I've seen that over the last couple years. Let's say since the midterm election. You know, to see this process play out again, just as we're seeing it now, it is that I feel like I'm the one strapped to the tire, Vinny. I feel like I'm the one that's a boom, boom. And what I'm feeling is my fellow American just absolutely refusing to stand up and realize that this isn't representative government. Well, this is a complete and total freak show. And what we have coming out of this debate tonight is going to be just more of the same. Talking points by the mainstream media. They're not going to address. I mean, do you really think we're going to talk about the 881 civilians and 176 children butchered because at the hands of Hellfire missiles from these drone aircraft that were launching into Pakistan. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the need for more military, more murder, more expansion, more death. All this, we'll paint a happy picture to face to all that, and we will build the terrorists of the future. We're building the terrorists of the future today. The terrorists
Charlie,
tomorrow,
it's even, it's
we're
even
building
worse
today.
Than that. It's even worse than that. I mean, right. Somebody told me the other day that Roseanne Barr is apparently the choice of the Green Party for their candidate for president this year. And, you know, if you'd have told me just a matter of last week that Roseanne Barr might be running for president, I'd have laughed. You know, and when somebody mentioned that today, I had to stop and think. I said, Roseanne Barr, I'll tell you what, she's a hell of a lot better than a Romney or an Obama. I mean, Roseanne Barr
yeah.
would make a better president than the two front runners.
Absolutely.
Hey, look at this, man. A libertarian, a conspiracy theorist, and a Green Party member walk into a bar.
Just going somewhere, Vinny?
No, that was it.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe they got arrested.
Walk into a Roseanne Barr is what I'm talking about.
I got it. Okay. Sorry, a little slow on the update.
And that's basically what she's carrying with her, you know. And it's like all these conspiracy theorists that, you know, 9/11 was an inside job and the scumbaggery elite running the Fed and we want the illegal wiretaps and the foreign wars and all of this kind of stuff to stop and we want to restore America and we want to bring manufacturing back and all of that kind of stuff. And then who do we get instead talking about how we need more foreign wars and more illegal surveillance and even more powers being given to the Fed and, you know, the exact opposite. I'm not a professional, okay? I never claimed to be a professional. However, the world is currently run by professionals. How's that working out for you? I think we need some completely amateur, crazy people, whatever, doesn't matter. They'd be way better than whatever trash we've got going on right now. If somebody dressed in a freaking clown suit, well, I think would be more appropriate to lead America because then people would actually take him at a level of seriousness that's appropriate.
I think the wino hanging out on the corner down the road would probably, never mind.
Well, the thing is, the wino...
It doesn't matter. These boys aren't running the show, right? Where Romney, Obama, then... It doesn't matter. Put Vinny in there. Put anybody. You know, Vinny, you don't even have to be an American to be our president. You certainly don't have to have any experience doing anything other than agreeing with somebody that has puppet strings above you. This is what it takes to be president. And this is the frustrating part. This is the...
I'm there.
Right on, brother. Get over here. I think boss Vinny, because... Vinny, are you there? It's dropping in and out, but...
Sorry.
That's okay. Mark, do we have you?
Yeah, I'm still. Is my audio coming through okay, Ben?
I'm telling you, it's a kind of night, isn't it?
I wish I'd have had that darn pink frosting and the sprinkles on the donuts because the guys in the Suburban were really pissed off. It's probably my fault.
I knew it was your fault. You know what? I was thinking before I came on the air, this is all Gary's fault. I'm just absolutely kidding. We got Vinny back.
All the state troopers are and stuff like that. I think it's because they're all jelly filled. Like the donuts, you know, the frosting on top. You know, frosty, salty, like sea dogs and what have you. Coming back from war, you know, just killing people all left, right, and center. No judges, no jury, no warrants or anything like that. Mate, they're no perfect police officers. Hey, intimidation. We got you covered. Fear? Oh, baby, you're right for the job. Insanity? Oh, mate, we're going to give you a promotion. Psychopathy? Mate, you're going to be head of the division one day. If you're a brutal, mass-murdering, psychopathic, drug-running, a child-raping, pedophile scumbag, you can be president. Have you noticed that that's how the promotional ladder works? The worse of a scumbag you are, the more higher position and trust you get given. It's ironic, isn't it? Because the relationship between power is it's supposed to come with responsibility, but it's not the case, is it? The people who have power have no responsibility because they earned that power. It was given to them. And that's the disconnect here. When you take great responsibility, you get given power. okay, because you have earned it. These people have not. And so, hence, they're completely irresponsible.
Absolutely.
And the whole country of them just as responsible on that, just as unthinking, just as unwavering in their ignorant stupidity.
Gary, are you still there?
Yeah, I was thinking about dropping off.
No, it's there. You got
it. Seemed like too many on the Skype was making Vinny's connection go yeah, but start to think it's just, you know, Vinny's got, you know, two tin cans and a string for his internet connection, and the string is wet.
And yeah, because it's coming from Auckland. It's a New Zealand string.
Well, that's true, you know. If it's
initially
from New Zealand, they probably bought it in China.
So did we.
Well, that's true.
If it's on Earth, it was probably bought in China.
You know, it's so frustrating because, you know, my bit is all alternative energy, and you know, people ask me all the time, you know, well, gee, you know, where can I get American-made solar panels? Well, you know, you can't. All the solar panels are made in China. You know, oh, you want to know, our batteries are shipped in from China.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't that Solyndra? I mean, the alternative energy that we allegedly dumped with our $830 trillion or $1 billion stimulus, that's all now. It's all shipped overseas, correct?
Well, yeah. Well, Solyndra is a great example of the way we botch programs. I mean, our government says, oh, you know, we're going to give all this money to Solyndra, you know. Panels, and we're going to compete with the Chinese for the production of solar panels. Yeah, uh-huh, they bankrupt all the jobs, go over to China, and you know, Nancy Pelosi's brother-in-law or whatever he was, who was tied up with Solyndra, he gets half the money.
No doubt. All right, guys, we're going to be back in just a few minutes. Hang tight. I think we have Vinny on where he dropped in and out. We might drop him off, or he might have dropped off on us. We're going to be back with some of us in just a few minutes. Hang tight. Guys, welcome back to the final segment of this, what is it, a hodgepodge? This
You called it the debacle. I think that's a debacle. Yeah, that works.
It is a debacle, but it's a fun debacle.
Like a diabolical debacle.
A debacle debacle.
A diabolical
debacle.
I'm a hair follicle.
You got to make a promotional video, Charlie, called the diabolical debacle. That works.
I don't think I can get it out. I don't think I can say it twice.
The diabolical debacle that I'm like your follicle fallical.
That is almost as bad as scumbaggery. You know, I just
fallical.
Yeah, I keep wanting to say scumbuggery, but I'd probably, you know, offend our listeners in England.
Well, let me talk about this. Gary, we only have about 10 minutes left, so I'm going to talk a little bit. Gary and I are working on something for Wide Awake News Radio that is going to be absolutely taking us to the next level. Gary, I we're going to run a test on this maybe tomorrow night, so everybody will know by tomorrow night, by the end of the program. How this goes, and I'm really hoping that we can take it to the next, like I said, to the next level of broadcasting this program on running it live on Justin TV, and then having it to be able to put it up on YouTube after. Vinny's already been doing this for quite some time, but it'll be new to us. Gary's been doing this for quite some time, I'm excited about it, Gary.
Well, we're gonna have to try it. You know, it should be fun. I mean, I do have to change a little bit of the wiring on my system here to make it all run right, but you know, it should work out okay. I've done it before, a lot more complex scenarios than we're talking about, so I'm pretty sure we can pull it off.
Well, I am more than sure that if anybody can do that, it's you, Vinny. Have you noticed an increase on because? How long have you been uploading your radio program all video? You've been recording it and then uploading it.
Let me see. I think since February this year.
And better response?
Well, you know, it's difficult because it's unmeasurable because I'm not putting up the video and the audio only.
Mm-hmm.
So to compare it in terms of getting a response, well, look at it like this. I'm now officially the most subscribed YouTube channel in New Zealand, and including every single mainstream media outlet in this country that has a YouTube channel.
That's outstanding. That's absolutely outstanding.
By myself.
Well, it's probably because I subscribed three times.
Yeah, he's getting a little eagle. Maybe I should unsubscribe one of my five times I've subscribed. Maybe we got to keep the balance going. Is there an Auckland?
That said, the vast majority of the videos that I'm uploading every day usually don't get any more than a couple of hundred hits. I mean, I got a couple of videos like with Lindsay Williams, Benjamin Fulford, and things of this nature who routinely, within a week or two, get 10,000 hits.
Right.
And over time, there's a couple of maybe five or six of those videos that are getting now around the 40,000 hits mark. However, most of those videos I wasn't on webcam. I personally like the idea of it because I'm an attention prostitute, more or less. I'm not gonna miss any words about it. I love getting attention. I like being in the spotlight, which is why I'm a natural promoter for other people. So if people come on my radio show and we're both dressed up and we're both looking nice, both got our hair done and all that kind of stuff, sweetie, and we're looking real cool, and we're actually, there's moving images, you know?
You're actually watching two people. I think there's no doubt that it's more engaging.
Now, there's a point.
Go ahead.
There's a point, because there is an analytics feature on YouTube, just the engagement of the audience. So it would be interesting to see one of the non-video Lindsay Williams videos and one of the current video editions of it, and have a look at the attention span of the YouTuber. So that might be interesting.
Gary, but you could probably,
at the end of the day,
Gary, with your experience in technology and history in the industry, I mean, you probably know off the top of your head which one is. I mean, the difference between just an audio and a video. As far as
you're going to reach a different audience. I mean, your audience for the radio broadcast is vast and very difficult to quantify. The video, you know, not everybody is going to want to sit down and watch. I mean, quite often I find myself listening to Rents in the wee hours of the morning, using my iPod while I'm laying in bed with getting ready to go to sleep. You know, so there's a lot of stuff I listen to where the video feed would be irrelevant. But now I can see if you've got an interesting presenter who's got a lot of charts and graphs and has visual material that they want to present. Yeah, the video is indispensable. That's why that Thursday show where I've got experimenters on showing their latest widget that they're working on in their garage.
Mm-hmm.
I can only get away with that particular format, providing the video, because people want to see it. I think there's room for both, and I think they reach different audiences.
Well, and here's the point: you create celebrity or fame or readership or listenership through splashing in through multiple different mediums. So, on a daily basis, I am putting out a blog, I am putting out a radio show, ad-free and ad-containing, and I'm also putting out a short clip, a highlight from the radio show, as well as putting out the YouTube video of the whole show, and also that YouTube video split into three, so it's the whole show in three parts. And also you've got the pictures of the guests and pictures of all this other kind of stuff. So because I'm kind of like a dynamo, making so many things happen on a daily basis, you accumulate a vast kind of magnum opus of work, you know, like 1,000 videos on the YouTube channel or something like that. And it depends what you want to put your focus on. If you want to put your focus on a really high-quality radio show, then by goodness, do the best freaking quality radio show you can. My focus is creating a very independent, fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants global media empire that splashes, that teaches teaches people how to splash into all these different multiple mediums in order to access an audience so that that audience can support them in what they're doing and keep on keeping on without needing to ask for a money bomb all the time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you have done. I've known, you know, you and I have known each other for a little while now. I know you've were the first, basically the first alternative media inside of New Zealand, period. And since then, there, you know, there's been a few that I think have tried to come on board. And that's great. I mean, that's just testament to the work you're doing. And, you know, you should be commended for that. I'm really lucky to have run into people in this industry that that I trust. And, you know, Gary's one of them who is more than happy to, but more importantly, more than capable to help bring the program to where I want it to go, Gary. I mean, I really do. I want to be able to broadcast every single – I want to broadcast on every media platform that we can because I think our message is – I think our message is important. I think the people we bring on here – are important. I think the diversity of the program, having, you know, we do alternative energy on Monday. We get the perspective of folks like Eric Lovely every single week in the Sovereign Movement. Go ahead. Okay, don't go ahead.
I was just thinking about this as well. You know how we want to do a professional job? I think we should stop trying to do professional jobs and just focus on getting the job itself done. You know, and near enough is good enough. And if your goal is to be like me, I want to kind of replace Rupert Murdoch, disassemble his media empire and split it up to about 800 independent companies, like the exact opposite that he did, you know, and just get people independently running it so nobody can control the media to that degree. You know, that's my job, I feel. And basically, you just go out and be confident, and if you're telling the truth and doing the right thing, you'll barely ever have a problem that you can't handle, man, because people come out of the woodwork, particularly if you ask for help, you know. So many people out there want to do the right thing, but they don't know. So if you ask for help on your radio show and you've got people who are willing to help listening in, that gives them a kind of excited feeling, like, oh, my God, I can help Vinny, I can help Charlie, I can, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
It's so important to engage with your audience. You know, try to answer every email you can, every Facebook message, and you don't have to. I've long since basically almost stopped reading articles and watching videos, though, because I'm too busy interacting with real people, talking, emailing, that kind of thing. That's what I'm interested in now. I'm almost no longer interested in the facts or the information. I'm simply interested in the people who are talking about it and producing it.
Well, Gary, are you still with us?
Yeah, Vinny said one thing that makes a lot of sense. I mean, we shoot for professionalism. Yeah, we want to look polished. We want to look like we know what we're doing. But, you know, one thing I would highly recommend we avoid is the stuffed suit scenario that you get on CNN.
Oh, yeah.
That's the last thing that this audience wants to see. They want to know they're hearing real people talking real opinions, real stuff. And you know, if it looks a little amateurish, fine, you know, because we are amateurs. Let's face it, nobody's paying us for this.
Well, the point has never been, you know, trying to, as far as I'm concerned, is never been to try to, you know, have to be CNN or any. I can't stand those kind of outlets. But my goal, and Gary, you know this because you and I've spoke about this, is you know, YouTube is great. I mean, great follower, great views on the videos. I mean, it's been absolutely wonderful. The Rinse Radio Network is absolutely wonderful. Justin TV, we were getting, I don't know, over 100 people a night watching it there when I was attempting to shoot and play the video stream there. My goal isn't, you know, for this polished image and all this. It's certainly to spread this message and to, like Vinny said, you know, to join up with others that are in this fight and cross promote and get more and more people on board and wake. And if that means I can do it in print, I can do it on my website, I can do it on the Rinse Radio Network, I can do it on YouTube, I can do it on Justin TV, I can do it on Ustream, then that's exactly what I want to do. Vinny Eastwood, thank you very much. Gary Hendershot, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys coming in here tonight and hanging out with me.
You're welcome, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can't start doing something, start doing it. Don't stop yourself.
Amen, Vinny Eastwood. All right, guys, you have a good night. Enjoy Jeffrey T. is coming up next. Tomorrow night, you're going to have myself and Eric Lovely for hour number one, and then hour number two is going to be Dim Cat. So make sure you tune in for that. Again, enjoy Jeffy's coming up next. Have a good night. Peace.